quiet whisperings to take a card from his deck and do something his way. So it's good from time to time. Periodically, we're reminded that it's people fall, and we can fall. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to fall. We want to walk in righteousness and holiness before the Lord. So it was on my mind today. I've had a little bit of a concern that I think that the messages have been good, but I want to make sure that we're not getting into a situation where we come, we worship God, we hear a message, but there's not a challenge, not a challenging challenge that we walk away with. I hope that's not the case, but in case it is the case, I just want to make a call to you today to follow that last song and come up arms wide open and just bear to the Lord and surrender to the Lord anything that His Holy Spirit is calling upon us for. But I don't want to cast that in the wrong way, because there's this verse in Romans that's not in the notes, but it came to me just a while ago. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And two of those are things that you experience, righteousness. Peace and joy are things you experience. And righteousness is something that we go after and that God builds in us over time. He builds in us the image of Christ in all His righteousness and with power in that righteousness. So the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to go after righteousness and peace and joy. And by the end of this, I want you guys to be full of joy and full of peace and renewed in righteousness. Because today I'm calling for a day of confession. And next slide, please. I'm only going to teach on three verses, and then I'll tell you what's going to follow after that. But here's this verse, and this is encouragement for us. Bethany also came up with this for today, amazingly. So, but from 1 John, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Just meditate on that for a second. I mean, in what ways do we sort of congratulate ourselves for having no sin or being good? Really, the truth is otherwise. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous, so that He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. And we're not about that here. I know you all. I know almost all of you. And that's not really who we are. We're people who will confess our sins. We know the grace that we've been given in Jesus Christ. But this is a reminder of the glorious promise that we're given in this verse, that when we confess our sins, He's faithful and righteous. He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's glad to do that. That's why He came and shed His blood. Jesus came and shed His blood so that we could have righteousness given to us, forgiveness given to us, and be cleansed of this dirt and this grime that gets on us through our sins, just through living in a fallen world and being around and just hearing discouraging words and sinful words and seeing that in the news and all kinds of different stuff and hearing about it perhaps in our community or whatever, that these things go on, and it just stains us up, right? But the Lord cleanses us. He can cleanse us. That's a kind of unrighteousness. It's like dirt that gets on our soul, and God wants to cleanse that dirt off our soul. But we've also sometimes done things ourselves that we know are sinful. The next verse. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So having a good, clean conscience before the Lord, very important to the Lord. It was something that couldn't be achieved even through the sacrifices, and no amount of obedience in the Old Testament could achieve a clean conscience for you. You could have ceremonial or civil cleanness and be permitted to participate in religious activities, but actually that didn't help them out in terms of their conscience. But we have, through the blood of Jesus Christ, the means by which God will cleanse our conscience from evil works. And that's evil works that the world has inflicted upon us or that we've done ourselves. So this cleansing is available for any hurt that's happened to your soul. He wants to restore and build the image of Jesus Christ into you. He's in the process of doing that. He will not stop doing that. And we get to today we get to participate in that by coming before him and letting him take those things out of us and tinker in our soul and work and make those changes and shift those continents within our spirit, within our soul, to align us more with his kingdom, to align us into the life of Jesus Christ and build and create and develop the image of Jesus Christ in us. The image, not just the image, the person of Jesus Christ in us through the Holy Spirit. So today, I want to equip you with the next slide. For this time of confession, I think this is helpful. Confession, I think, biblically, studied it quite a bit. It seems to me as though confession is of individual sins. Confession is of individual sins, not patterns of sins, because a pattern doesn't exist unless there's lots of individual sins that paint that pattern. So I think it's helpful sometimes when we feel stuck, oh, I'm stuck in this sin, like I do this all the time. It's like, don't confess that I do it all the time. Confess instances of it, and we'll find over time that the Lord will take that as confession, maybe of all of the instances, but start with instances. And part of his way of cleansing you, restoring you, is like, he sees the humility with regard to these instances, and then he works on the pattern. It's like you've given him permission to work on the pattern. But go with instances. So this prayer, you may have your own. This is what I use a lot of times for confession for myself. Father, that time I sinned by, number one, and then number one below is recount what you did, but it does not have to be overly detailed. The point is just to bring it up. Do not generalize. Don't belabor it either. It's not about beating yourself up. It's about being direct and honest with God. So it's really making it an admission to God. And then, so stay with that, please. Father, that time I sinned by, and you give an example of an instance, you recount an instance, I went against your word which says, and then number two down below, read or quote a relevant verse that addresses that sin, or have some written verses written down if needed. I confess that I was wrong to disobey you in that way. Thank you for your forgiveness and cleansing. Amen. So this is just introduction to prayer of confession. I've found this really handy. Countless times I've used this prayer. And this is really kind of the end of my teaching for today in preparation for you to do this. But I want to go to the next slide. There's going to be about 10 or 11, I can't remember how many. It's just different topics with a verse or two. And these are going to be cycling about every 40 seconds, a new slide, and just read the verses. And if Holy Spirit speaks to you through one of these verses, like this is anger, there's going to be examples. Each one's going to be a topic. And then as we're in this, come up to the front and pray and confess, like arms wide open. We were singing that enthusiastically earlier. Let's fulfill that to the Lord. We promised him that we were coming to him in that way. But remember that the end point here is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The result of this isn't supposed to be you feeling terrible by the end of this. The result of this is that when you confess, he's faithful and just and will forgive sins and cleanse you from unrighteousness. You will notice transformation happening in you because the blood of Jesus Christ is at work and the Holy Spirit is at work actively in here doing things inside you to change you into the likeness of Jesus Christ. You will notice these things. It will be noticeable. You will walk away like, I had this thing on my mind so long, and it'll be gone. And you'll have more greater righteousness, and your peace and joy will have increased as a result of this. So this is not a morose or gloomy process. It can be painful to admit these things to the Lord, but really, we owe him that humbling of ourselves. And he's so gracious. He's faithful. He's faithful to cleanse us of unrighteousness. And that's a joyous thing that brings peace and righteousness. So these will be cycling about every 40 seconds to a minute. A new slide will come up, and then we'll go back through them again. And all the slides are going to cycle, thanks to the people in the back. And And so just come and respond. Listen to the Holy Spirit and look at the screen and see when the Holy Spirit nudges you. You can stay in your seat. You can come up. If you want me to pray for you, pray with you, I'd be glad to. If women want to pray with the other women, I'd be glad to see that as well. So let's just go before the Lord and ask you, Lord, we just invite you today to speak as you will to our spirits and draw forth the things in us that you want to go after. Holy Spirit, it's your job alone to convict of sin. It's not my job. So I leave the word on the screen for you to use as you choose. Your word is living and active. It's powerful. It's able to penetrate the deepest places in our soul. So we invite you, Holy Spirit, to work in all of us, all of us. And just make this a day of confession and seeking you, that you would build the image of Jesus in us more and more. Build the reality of his person in us. Come, Lord Jesus. We humble ourselves before you. We admit that we sin. And in these various ways, we'll confess our sins to you. In your name, Lord Jesus, we praise you. Thank you.